Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know that MRA is the winner of the 22-23 MAIS All-Sports Trophy awarded to the school that excelled in the most sports throughout the year? Winners of 11 state championships representing girls, boys, and co-ed teams, MRA student athletes exemplified the school's commitment to excellence in all areas of student life. To see this excellence in action, call MRA at 601-856-4455. All right, we talked Dak Prescott year-round on the show. Out of Mississippi State, been with the Cowboys since the 2016 season, and had a lot of success, but not enough in the postseason, especially in this new 24/7 sports digital world that we're all living in, and Twitter. And of course, Dak here for a big chunk of the state is the guy. And I think he's played some amazing football considering the circumstances. And Joey Ikes, who is a sport and business guy, and I've been, I don't know how all the algorithms work, right? I just do sports marketing and sports talk radio. But anyway, I came across Joey on Twitter, been following him for a while, and he's a good follow, especially with our tie to the Cowboys and Dak. And then he posted some amazing tweets yesterday on Jerry and Stephen Jones and the family office and really what they're focused on now compared to back in 1991 when Jimmy and Jerry were winning and winning big. So we welcome in Joey Ikes on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by the Purple Mattress at any of the Miskelly Sleep Stores in the state of Mississippi. I sleep on one. You'll love it. If you are in the market for a mattress, you want to go to any of the Miskelly Sleep Stores in Mississippi and try out the Purple Mattress, but they have some other brands that are amazing too. Joey Ikes, good morning. Welcome in. How you doing, bud?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Excited to be with you this morning.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Tell our listeners, so you're in finance and this and that. Tell our listeners what you do.
Yeah, so I work, you know, my professional job is I work in corporate finance and have for a little bit over a decade now. And for about that same period of time, I have been, you know, on Twitter talking about, following, writing about, doing podcasts about and around the Cowboys. So I started writing about the Cowboys for a website called Blogging the Boys in about 2012, and it kind of bounced around to a few different places and all that kind of stuff, and I've wound up back home, and I do a podcast on their podcast network once a week that will actually come out later today for this week. So been talking about the Cowboys for a long time, and some of that stuff related to the business of football and the salary cap and how all that stuff works ties in pretty well to what I do professionally, and so it fits pretty well. I've kind of built myself a little niche within the Cowboys community for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I enjoy following you. You do a good job, and it's interesting and fun. And again, at Joey Ikes on Twitter. At Joey Ikes on Twitter. That's I-C-K-E-S. Okay, so I'm biased in this whole thing, Joey, because I've followed Dak Prescott since he's been at Mississippi State. And he took that program to a level that they have never been to, number one in the country. And then, you know, I was surprised he was a fourth-round pick in the NFL draft, but he was. And I think he's played some really good football for Dallas. But let's go ahead and get to where we are today. So people are catching on to the fact that, you know, Jerry may not be as committed. Jerry and Steven may not be as committed as they claim to be, because of kind of what you laid out on your Twitter feed as far as all their other holdings and all the other things that they're in, oil, gas, energy, and real estate. Let's start with the FO and the family office. Walk our listeners through kind of your first two tweets on what Jerry and Steven are actually interested in.
Yeah, so a family office is a company that's owned by usually, you know, these ultra high net worth individuals, usually with net worth that start with a B in the billionaire range. Usually they will start what they call a family office. And it is like a fully incorporated company that the purpose of this company is to invest the wealth of the individual, of the family, into businesses. And they will buy, you know, larger shares in companies than you can just go to the stock market and buy. So instead of going and buying shares of, you know, Exxon to be as part of the oil and gas industry, they will go buy a majority interest in a company like Comstock Holdings, which is a natural gas company, and they will invest, you know, $400 million in Comstock Holdings and be able to now hold a majority share in that company and now have almost essentially a controlling interest. And so some family offices will go out and do that, try to buy majority shares. Some will go out and buy 20, 25, 30% of these companies. It works out well for the founders usually because they get a pretty large cash investment into their business, and then they're able to they get this new investor with lots of connections usually, and it works out well for everybody. So that's what a family office is. And the Cowboys family, the Jones family, has a family office that's, surprisingly enough, it's Blue Star Innovation, and I can't remember the research or resources or something like that. That company in particular holds about 9 portfolio companies. They have sold 2 or 3 companies over the course of the time that they've been in business, all that kind of stuff. So that is a family office. And then in addition to that, the Cowboys family, the Joneses, own basically the way I said it on Twitter a few times is they have their finger in a lot of pies. So they have a land developer that works in North Texas that they own, called Blue Star Land. You know, we're going to start noticing a trend here with all of these companies. It's called Blue Star Land. And just within Collin County, which happens to be the county that Frisco, Texas is in, where the Star, the Cowboys headquarters, is, they own I can't remember the exact number that I counted from the real estate roll, somewhere between 30 and 35 different pieces of land. And not we're not talking like a quarter acre in a neighborhood. We're talking massive pieces of land or development areas, between 30 and 35 of these pieces of land in Collin County alone. And then now imagine doing that in every county in North Texas. There's probably, you know, 20 counties that make up the Dallas Metroplex. And, you know, now you can do the math in your head about how big that becomes. So, in other words, they just have a lot of places for them to decide. If they have a dollar in their hand, they've got a lot of places to choose where to put that dollar. And one of those places that they have the opportunity to choose where to put that dollar is back into the Cowboys, the team itself, and to spend that money on football players and or on football coaches or, you know, things like that, things that directly lead to on-the-field performance. And so that's kind of the gist of the first part of this kind of Twitter run that I went on a couple of days ago, was this idea that they just have a lot of choices. And so it creates this dynamic where they look at the Cowboys, at least from my perspective, and this is all, you know, relatively theoretical, informed, educated guessing, kind of looking at the tea leaves and kind of reading things. I don't, like, have a source inside the Cowboys telling me this. But they've got a lot of choices of where to put their money, and unlike 1989 when Jerry bought the Cowboys, and the only way their family was going to succeed successfully was if the Cowboys were a success on and off the field, that's not the case anymore because of all these other things that we're talking about.
And I've always said this, Joey Ikes follows the Cowboys Insider. He's also in corporate finance. He joins us on the Out of Bounds show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Because they're already in the Champions Club, I don't think they're as hungry. Plus, you mentioned the nine holding companies and everything else they're involved with. Also, something else that you laid out on your Twitter feed was the fact that when Steven graduated from Arkansas and was placed high up in the family office, that his focus was around the portfolio that you just laid out, not winning more championships with the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Well, so Steven Jones graduated from the University of Arkansas in 1988. Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys in February of 1989. And when he bought the Cowboys, he installed Steven in a front office position, an executive vice president level position. Which, you know, is his prerogative to take his, you know, 22, 23-year-old son and put him in that kind of position.
Sure.
I know when I was 22 or 23, I wasn't ready for that kind of role, but, you know, to each their own, right? And so he took his chemical engineer son and took him out of the energy industry that he'd been in for a few months between the time he graduated college and when they bought the Cowboys, and he put him in the front office of the Cowboys, and they went about the job of learning the business of football. And, I mean, to be fair to them, they did an incredibly good job of learning the business of football and getting very good at it. But it's really hard to look at the way the Cowboys were operated, call it from 1989 through about 2010, 2012, and then turn around and say they have operated the same way from 2013 to now. And there's really, and a lot of people point to about that time, about that era of Cowboys football, as the time when the family dynamic shifted to where Jerry was no longer the one making the primary decisions anymore in terms of the football team. It became Steven's show in the front office. And so around that time, that transition happened, and the Cowboys stopped spending money on outside free agents. It became way more difficult and way more onerous for them to sign their own very, very high-priced player. The elite players that play for the Cowboys almost never have easy contract negotiations. They almost never have contracts that get done early. They almost never have, you know, very good
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB. to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Optically done, handled negotiation. And that all kind of started around this 2012-2013 time period. And it's really hard to think about, you know, there's a big dynamic of, in terms of families that accumulate a lot of wealth, that the second generation, the son or the daughter of the person who builds the wealth, there's a super high risk level with that generation that it's all going to go away, because they have a different perspective on money and business and all these other things than their parents did, because they didn't have to go gain it. They didn't have to do the work for it. And so there's a lot of dynamics at play here, but it's hard, again, like I said, it's hard to look at everything the Cowboys are doing. And during the same week that they are not spending any money on players in free agency, either their own or other players or outside players, during that same week, they're turning around and taking $100 million in cash and investing it in a natural gas company that they already own a significant stake in. And so it becomes a case where you have to look at it and you have to say they have to be thinking about more than just what can we spend money on to make the football team the best on the field that it can possibly be.
Right. Whereas Kansas City, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Baltimore, to name a few, Detroit, they are focused on investing more money into their franchises and still winning championships. So let's give an example locally. Joey Ikes, corporate finance, Cowboys insider on the Out of Bounds show, kind of telling us how Jerry, but especially Stephen Jones, has shifted his focus within the Jones empire or family office to other things outside of football. Like Chris Jones and the Kansas City Chiefs, Joey. You know, that wasn't contentious. It was just, you know, let's go back and forth. Let's figure it out. They got it done relatively early. You've seen some of the other quarterbacks in the league who were re-signed. The ownership group didn't use the media to go against the quarterback. Is that kind of where you're going with this, Joey?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. And it's, if you think about the Cowboys for the last, you know, we use that 2012-2013, call it the last decade worth of time. The biggest and best players, the most high-profile players, I'll say it that way, because Tyron Smith is one of their best players of the last, you know, 20 years. And when he signed his first extension, his second contract with the team, it happened a year early. But the other side of that coin is he took way less money than market value, took a way longer contract than what most people would take. And, like, the Cowboys, a lot of people will say that's the most team-friendly NFL contract that's been signed, like, this entire century. It's remarkable, the deal that they got there. So if a player is willing to do something like that, take less money, give the team more control, et cetera, the team is happy to come to the table and do the contract. But the kind of the conclusion of what I was talking about on Twitter last week was the Cowboys seem to, and most teams in the NFL do, operate on a cash spending budget more than they operate based on the salary cap, because the salary cap is like just a bunch of accounting rules that you can maneuver and manipulate to get wherever you want to get within the salary cap. But the Cowboys seem to be, based on several years worth of trailing data, operating on a significantly lower cash budget than even the average NFL team is operating on. And because of that, they have to, instead of just paying players when it's the best time to pay a player, they have to pay players in a certain order and only within certain years. So they can only really afford to do like one relatively significant contract extension in a year. And so last year they did Trayvon Diggs. They also signed Terrence Steele. That was a little bit smaller. he was an undrafted free agent. It's a little bit of a different situation there, but still, even with those contracts, they still spent under $200 million in cash. Now that feels like a really large number, but when you say the salary cap was $220 million and the highest team in the league spent $300 million and the Cowboys spent $190 million or so, that's a pretty significant disadvantage that you're putting your team under. And when you also consider, hey, Dak's going into the last year of his contract, and he cannot be franchise tagged, and he cannot be traded unless he gives permission for you to trade him, because he has a no-trade clause and a no-tag clause in his contract. So they are putting themselves in a position where now they have three players who are within the top 5 to 7 players at their position in the entire league, in Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons, who all within the next 12 months or so really need contract extensions. But because of the way the Cowboys are going to do it, because of the way the Cowboys budget and handle their money and everything, they are going to do CeeDee Lamb's extension this year. They're going to wait until next year and try to convince Dak to sign a contract between the end of the season and when he can hit free agency in March, which is like crazy. It's crazy to think that you can convince somebody who, if they go to the market, will probably be the highest paid player ever in the history of the NFL, biggest market. And you're going to try to convince him to take a contract before he gets the opportunity to see what the market will pay him. And then they will try to do Micah the next year. And if they have to wind up using the franchise tag on Micah Parsons, they will, because they are more worried about lining their cash up the right way. And when you sign one of these players to a new contract, you write them a big signing bonus check. So Dak Prescott's right. signing bonus on his last contract was like $66 million. And so the Cowboys are not in a position this year, based on what I've kind of figured out and believe their cash budget to be, to pay a $75 million signing bonuses, which is probably what they'll have to do this year, or do on Dak's next contract. And because of that, Jerry even said it yesterday at the owners' meetings he was talking, and he even said, it's probably even better for our financial situation, this is a quote from Jerry, if we wait until next year to do Dak Prescott's contract. Because they're at about $180 million in cash obligations this year, and they have a CeeDee Lamb contract to write, which will add another $10 million in cash this year or so that they will have to write. So they are not in a position with the amount they allot themselves to spend on players to sign more than one of those star-level players to contracts in any one year, and it puts them behind the eight ball in these negotiations in a really bad way. And they have to fight back against that in any way they can, which is the media stuff and all that kind of stuff like you were talking
right.
about.
Okay, Joey Ikes, Corporate Finance, Cowboys Insider podcast. He's great on Twitter, at Joey Ikes on Twitter, walking us through what Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are really focused on. So bottom line is, you mentioned the $190 million. You mentioned how many teams have spent over $250 million and some around the $300 million mark. At the end of the day, they're not really committed to winning championships.
That really can be the only viable conclusion as to what, or they are less committed to winning championships than they are to winning their way. So they want to win their way. They want to do business within the football team their way. And if that leads to a championship, they will be ecstatic. But things like Jerry Jones saying, you know, it was embarrassing the size of a check that I would write if it would guarantee me another championship. We know that that's not true, because there are players out there in the NFL that could help this team try to win a championship that they have refused to go out and sign over $1 or $2 million here and there, which in the NFL, in the context of spending $250 or $300 million on payroll, $1 to $2 million on a particular player is not that much money. It's a huge amount of money to folks like you and me. To those guys, it's not that much money, and in that context, it's not. It's a rounding error in a lot of those situations. So they are making the decisions actively on a day-to-day basis to prioritize other things and to be doing other things besides pushing forward every day to make the football team better. And the biggest contrast to this is the Eagles with Howie Roseman. Like, the dude doesn't sleep because he's scared that there's a deal that could be made or a player that could be available that he doesn't know about and isn't involved in. So it's just a it's a complex thing for Cowboys fans to have to deal with, but it's a it's unfortunate that they have to fight, that we kind of feel like we have to fight this battle as Cowboys fans, but you know, luckily we've got really, really good players like Dak that we get the opportunity to root for.
I've got about 2 minutes. We're visiting with Joey Ikes, Dallas Cowboys insider, telling us about the finances and, again, what Jerry and Stephen Jones are interested in the last 15 years compared to before. And you mentioned Roseman. I've referenced him a good bit. He's spending 15-plus hours a day focused on the Eagles. Stephen Jones is not, and you just framed that up well. Bottom line, if you had to bet a few hundred bucks, do you think Dak Prescott is a Dallas Cowboy for the 2026 season? Sorry, 2025 season, Joey.
That's such a difficult question because it comes down to something that I don't know the answer to, and that is, how much does Dak Prescott value being a Dallas Cowboy versus going and getting the most money he can get, or potentially going to an organization that prioritizes winning in a way that it seems like the Cowboys don't. Right. Because if he values being a Dallas Cowboy, then he will do the contract before next March 15th or whatever the league year is, and he'll be a Dallas Cowboy in 2025. If he doesn't value that in the way that that Jerry and Stephen Jones hope he does, then he'll be a free agent and he'll wind up somewhere else because somebody else will pay him. You know, we just saw what Kirk Cousins got paid. Dak Prescott's going to get $65 million a year or something like that on the free agent market next year.
Right, right, which is a bargain. Because yeah. If you're not good at quarterback, there's no point in even going to training camp. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Real quick, 30 seconds. CeeDee Lamb, do you think he holds off not knowing what Dak's going to do, or he's got to get the bag of cash because you can blow out your knee at any time?
Yeah, I think he's got to get the money. I think he's probably fighting and waiting more on Justin Jefferson than on Dak. You know, he's hoping Justin Jefferson gets the biggest non-quarterback deal ever, and then he can come back in right behind that and raise it just a little bit, and he gets a little bit more money. That's probably what he's waiting on.
Got it. Joey Ikes, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, we're live from the Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South, Richland, Mississippi. All the tools and equipment are on sale. The Gear Wrench 18-wheeler truck is here on site. Lunch will be provided, and there are big discounts on the Gear Wrench tools. Also, Milwaukee Tools deals with free batteries will be available while supplies last. All right? We are live from the Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. They just set up a lemonade stand, which is kind of cool. I'll grab some of that with some Tito's.
Get ready to hop into the driver's seat of a 3D or 3E John Deere compact tractor at Ag Up Equipment. It's the perfect time. We've slashed prices by up to $3,750 or offering 0% financing for 60 months plus an extra $750 off. These tractors are built for all of your spring tasks, whether it's cutting, tilling, mowing, loading, digging, or more. Swing by any of our 16 locations or check us out at agup.com. But hurry, these deals end on 4/29/24. Terms and conditions apply, so chat with your dealer for all the juicy details.